Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Mem Vav. Daf Mem Vav, as we head in towards the end of the fourth parak of Maseches Zvachim, we'll start with Mem Vav and Aleph. I hope, nothing finalized yet, but I hope that the Ein Shir this week will be a review, an overview, and highlights of the first four prakim, because really that's the first section of Maseches Zvachim, the Izel Makomon, which B'ez Hashem we start tomorrow, is the next section of the Masechta. So I hope maybe just Chazara is always important, but it'll be a good chance for us to get an overview and remember some of the highlight opinions that we have discussed, Be'ez Hashem, either tomorrow or Tuesday night. I'll have to let you know exactly which night it'll be. Okay, so let's start with Mem Vav and Aleph, second line, Chutz Min Hadam. Second line on top by the two dots. Chutz Min Hadam. So what is this talking about? So the Mishnah had said yesterday on Memheim Abayz that Dvarim Shein Chayevan Alei Mishum Pigol, Chayevan Alei Mishum Noser Mishum Tamei. Right? All the many items that you're not Chayev Pigol for, you are Chayev Noser and Tamei. Because remember, Pigol has the most stringent standards in terms of its definition. You have to have something that's matired by something else. Right? Yater and Yater and Matar Kimitzvasa. Many, many different standards that Pigol has, and those do not exist by Noser and Tamei. So even though Pigol, Noser, and Tamei sometimes are a team altogether, but the Mishnah says certain items that you don't not chay for Pigol, you are chay for Noser and Tamei, except for Dam. Chutz ben Hadam, as we'll see, because Dam is excluded as well. We'll see that right now. And then Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan had a machlokas, which we will get to exactly what they were arguing about. So, says the Gemara, Chutz ben Hadam, Minan Emili, how do we know that Dam is excluded from Noser and Tamei as well? Not only from Pigol, but also Noser and Tamei. Why is that excluded for Pigol? Because it's its own matir, right? It is a matir. Nothing else is matir itself. That's what we said. That was in the previous Mishnah, that it was on the list of items that are excluded from Pigol. But Minan Emili, how do I know that they're excluded from Noser and Tamei as well? So Amar Ula says, as we will see, Rashi says already right here, the following three sources that we're going to have, the context is Mi'ila, that Dam is excluded from Mi'ila. But the Gemara at the bottom is going to say, why do you need three psukim by Mi'ila? It must be one for this, one for that, one for that. And that's how we're going to exclude Pigol, Noser, and Tamei. So Omar Ula, but let's see now the context of three sources that Mi'ila is not shayach by Dam. Omar Kra, first pasuk, Va'ani Nasativ Lachem, I have given this to you. I've given Dam to you. Shalachem Yehei, it should be for you, for a kapara, but I give it to you, meaning it is not subject to Me'ila. Tivei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, second opinion, the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they said, Amar Kra, Lechaper. Dam comes to bring atonement, Lekapara. Lekapara Nesatev Lola Me'ila. It's only brought Lekapara and not for Me'ila. It's again, not subject to Me'ila. Second source. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra, who? Who lefnei kapara galachar kapara? Who? It is the same before kapara as it is after kapara, after you do the zrika. Ma achar kapara, just like after kapara, ain bo me'ila. There is no me'ila after kapara because you already were nasis mitzvah, so you already did everything you were supposed to do, and therefore there's no me'ila. Aflefnei kapara ain bo me'ila. So to lefnei kapara, there is no me'ila. Three different sources. Any difference between the sources and lamdas? Would we say any of the Lamaisa difference based on whatever source you hold? So there is a discussion in the Achronim. The Gemara says, Beferish here, that there is no Isser Me'ila by Dam. Is there an Isser Hana though, Daraisa? Is there any type of Isser Hana? Fine, Me'ila is the real Isser Hana from the Beis HaMikdash. But many things are Asser B'Hana, not having to do with Me'ila. Basar B'Chalav is Asser B'Hana, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. There are many items. Arla is Asser B'Hana, even though it is not connected to Me'ila. So that's the question. Is there an Isser Hana even separate? So the Noda Behuda in the Tzlach and Brachas, thank you, the Tzlach and Brachas on the Flamed Aleph, where this Gemara comes up, says Beferish that there is an Isser Daraisa, even though there is no Me'ila. Vanir Lanias Daiti says the Tzion Lenefesh Chaya on, in Brachas, the Flamed Aleph,
Right,
before Zrikas, like viewing the animals alive. Shagam kashim kalim. After lesbu mehila ikabahu iser da'oraisa. Umeilahu deleka mishun delo ikri kachi Hashem. Kein hadam kachi Hashem hu delo ikri lechachin molin bo. Abel isur da'oraisa ika kodem Zrika. The Zrika hu demata legamre velo kodem lachin. Slach says that there is an iser da'oraisa even in this context by them. Others, the Ola Shlomo here, we mentioned last week, says there is no Issa Daraisa here, but suggests the Mikdash David, maybe it's Talui on our Makaros. That's the Mikdash David right here, in Yud Zayin Vav, related to our Gemara. Many times, in whenever the Gemara brings two or three sources for any din, we always have to ask, why are there many sources given? And each source might tell us a different message about the halacha, but even like in this context, it might lead to a different halachic ramification. So it says the Mikdash David, v'hine, masha kasafti, de zedar mina de dam kodem zrika, lo moalin af iser hana'ahu, rak midra banan. That which I said, that there is no iser hana'ah daraisa at all by dam, yesh lomar, de zeo dafka lamanda mafka la mikra, de yihye, de lefei kapara kalachar kapara. According to source number three, who just like after kapara, it's nothing, it's mutter. You can't eat it, it's dam, but it's mutter. So too, lefnei kapara. So according to that man d'amri, there's not going to be nisar hana'ah at all. Aval man d'mafki bezvachim mikra achrina shalachem yehei mikra d'lachaper efshar d'rakmi mi'ilo imatu velo behana'ah ubhana'ah asurim d'araisa. Says the Mikdash David, our three sources, it might depend on what you hold, whether there's a nisar hana'ah, because the first two sources excluded specifically from mi'ilah. It's for kapara, not for mi'ilah. Okay, it's not mi'ilah, but maybe there's still a nisar. Or I gave it to you. How much should I give it to you? I give it to you that there's no mi'ilah, but I give it to you that it's totally mutter, only according to the third source, where it says that it's just like after kapara it's mutter. So you have to kapara it's mutter, so to the fake kapara, it must be that there is no iser hana'ah d'araisa. Okay. So that is the three sources related to Mi'ilah. Continuing the Gemara, one second, a question on the third source. What was the third source? Who teaches me? Just like it is La'achar Kapara, so do I just say that's what it is, La'fei Kapara. So the Gemara says, why don't you say exactly the opposite? You have that comparison, but say it in the opposite direction. Eva La'achar Kapara, La'fei Kapara. Maybe it's meant to be Machmir on Dam. Ma La'fei Kapara, Yeshbo Mi'ilah. Af La'achar Kapara, Yeshbo Mi'ilah. Just like lefnei kapara, there is mila, so to lachar kapara. Why don't you say it the opposite way? So the Gemara answers, ein lecha davar shenases mitzvaso umoalin bo. You never have something. You never find something where you've already been nasis mitzvaso. It's already done. It's finished. And there's still an iser mi'ilah. Usually after a mitzvah is completed, the kedusha of an item goes down. And therefore, nasis mitzvaso. Lamada Vadom is not exactly the same mashal. It's not exactly the same mashal, but Tashmishe Mitzvah. We have Tashmishe Mitzvah. So while I use an item of Tashmishe Mitzvah, so that is, has Kedusha, so to speak, a little bit, and I have to treat it in a certain way. Tzitzis, Shofar, Lulav, Sukkah, all of those items. By all of those items, they are in the category of Tashmishe Mitzvah, and while I use them on Sukkis, the Sukkis Hoksala Mitzvaso. On Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is Hoksala Mitzvaso. I'm not allowed to get any use, any personal use out of these mitzvos. But let's say, after Sukkis, let's say I'm finished using the item, tzitzis. Let's say I know my tzitzis are worn out, so I make a din. I can put them in a, I'm supposed to put it in a plastic bag, and I can put them in the garbage. I don't have to bury them, because they're Tashmishe Mitzvah. Tashmishe Kedusha. We mentioned this in the past, the Bryce in Maseches Megillah, and the explanation of the Ran there in Megillah. Tashmishe Kedusha. Anything that's connected to the Ksav of Torah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah, Tefillin Bag, the cover of the Sefer Torah, all of those items gain the status of Sheamus, what we call Sheamus. And therefore, you know, Sheamus just means names, but that has inherent Kedusha, and therefore that has to be buried even after one uses it, because that has inherent kedusha. Mashake by Tashmishe Mitzvah, after it is finished, the mitzvah is finished, and then it loses its kedusha. It didn't really have kedusha inherently, it loses its temporary kedusha, and therefore I can make her a din, throw it out. But that's similar to this idea of nasis mitzvah. So once the mitzvah is completed, so then there's no more isra me'ilah. So therefore it's impossible to say by dam that there's going to be an isser of me'ila, of getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash by dam after the mitzvah is completed with it. So that's why you have to say the hekesh the other way, that just like dam is mutter la'achar zrika, so too it is mutter before zrika. Okay, that's the statement, the important line of the Gemara. Ein lecha davar shenases mitzvaso umo olimbo. Tosfos asks, there's a Gemara in Mesechas Me'ila. The Gemara says, hakazas dam. Right, they used to believe in the times of the Gemara that bloodletting was healthy. Not only do they believe that bloodletting was healthy for people, they believe that bloodletting was healthy for animals. So, am I allowed to be mekazes dam, bloodlet a animal that's a carbon? The problem is, I'm making a mum. Mekazes dam, right, I'm causing a baal mum. There's an issur to be matil mum bekachim. Right, remember the Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashin even said, uses that as a mashal. Fascinating usage. Maybe we'll talk about this in the Chazara shir. That is, if a Kohen is choshev, machshava psula about a karban, and he passes the karban, he violates an isser of matul mum b'kachim. The Rambam compares it. Not only a physical mum, but even a machshava mum, the Rambam says, that is also including the isser. Here it is, in Perek Yud Ches. B'pi Yashmu Alamdu, shebechlal din zeh, I'll start from the beginning. Kol machashi machshava she'ina nechona bekachim hariz over below sasei. Shehari omer lo yichashef. Mipi Yashmu alamdu shebechlal din zeh shelo yafsid hakachim bimachshava. Shehari zeh dome lamato mum bekachim. I take out a knife and I make a cut on the animal. So too, if I think a machshava psula about the animal. V'yafa pikein ein aloke she'in machshava maisa. Salaf she'in ma'maisa. So it's not, you want to go that far as giving malchus, but that is the... That is the Isser. But Tosfos quotes here, second Tosfos, Yimaskal, who, the Gemara in Mesechas Me'ila says, Amrinon, Hik hamak is dam labem as kachim molinbo. If I make his dam to a carbon, there is Me'ila. But Feirish against our Gemara. Our Gemara says there's no Me'ila by dam. That Gemara says, if I make his dam by kachim, so then there is Me'ila. Tosfos gives two answers. First Tosfos says, Vetirates, Dahasa mechayim, Delo shaycha kapara. There's a big difference between dam while the animal's still alive. There, it's not called dam kachim yet. It's a different status. There's the whole animal is treif. The whole animal is usser. The whole animal maybe has the status of dam, and therefore it has a different status than regular dam when you're going to be zorakid. Therefore, there is an isra me'ila. If you look at the language of the Rambam, the Ram before the shechita. It's before the shechita. The animal's alive. Hakazas dam. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Me'ila. Listen to this language in Beis Yud Aleph, the end of Sefer Avoda. Kol dmei shchitas kachim ein molin bo. Right? Any blood of the kol dmei shchitas kachim. Interesting that he uses that lashon. Any dam of a shechted karban ein molin bo. Bein lefnei kapara, bein lachar kapara. Before or after? Ach yosan lachal kidron. Until it goes out to the Kidron Valley, where it goes underneath the system of pipes that they have on the, under the base of Migdash, that goes out to Nachal Kidron, then there's Me'ila. Yasal Nachal Kidron, Marlinbo, Bebreshu Nimkar Laganos, Vadam of Hektish. Okay, the Rebbe says only to Rabbanan, not for now. Aval, says the Rambam, Hamekiz Dam Lebehemas Kachim, Harehu Aser Bahana'a Umarlinbo. The Rambam knows the Kasha of Tosfos, he puts the two halachas in the same halacha. He says, first, you have the halacha is Zvachim Memvav. Zvachim Memvav teaches me that there's no Isser Me'ila by Demei Shchitas Kachim. The second half of halacha is Me'ila Daf Yud Beis. There is Me'ila, why? Ho ve'ena yecholo lichyos below dam harehu kigufa. Since this animal, while it's alive, needs this blood to stay alive, and it is alive, it's like the body of the animal. It's like basar. It's like gufa of the animal. It's not called dam yet. After it dies, and you come a kabbal adam, but the language of the Rambam, similar, it sounds like to this Tosfos. Tosfos says, don't compare me, dam mechayim and dam lachamisa. Again, Tosfos says, tasa mechayim dol shaycha kapara, aval achar shchita, af lefnei kapara ein molin. That's answer number one, fundamental answer, that the second that I shecht the animal, the dam switches status. Interesting. That's what it says. Beforehand, it's considered part of the animal is one big animal. You don't look at different parts of the animal while it is inside. While it's inside. Similar to the discussion we had, I think we had it once earlier in this Masechta. Dam Evarim. Right? Dam Evarim. What is Dam Evarim called? If there's blood, it's still inside the animal, and I eat, know, somehow I eat a piece of meat, but I shech the animal, and then I eat a piece of meat without doing malicha, without doing proper salting of a baser from inside. So does that, when does that get the status of dam? Even by human beings. Talk about that. Let's say somebody gets a cut on their hand. So that kind of cut outside, I'm not let a liquor make it stop bleeding, because that is the status of dam. But if it's in my mouth, let's say I bit my the inside of my cheek, and it's bleeding, what, I have to keep spitting out the whole day to make sure I don't swallow? No, it's not out of the person. Once it's inside the body, it still doesn't have the status of dam yet, until it comes out. And therefore, one doesn't have to make themselves crazy in that circumstance, in order to be careful. Anyways, this is the first answer of Tosfos, and the Rambam says something similar, that there is an Isser of Me'ila by Dam earlier while the animal is still alive. But then Tosfos gives the other answer, that simple V'yishlomar, to be with the Hasan Durabanan. Oh, maybe that's a Nisan Durabanan over there. So if that's a Mekas Dam B'Kachim, maybe that's a Nisan Durabanan, B'Daraisa, so there is no Me'ila. Okay, that's Tosfos and the Rambam. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara.
Bloodletting itself a problem, or is it using blood?
Is the
blood?
So the bloodletting itself, lechore, if it causes a mum in the animal, I don't know. I guess there are different places you could bloodlet from. It might be such a tiny little hole that there might not create a balmum. If it creates a balmum, that's an iser, a matal mum b'kachim. But if it does, then maybe the case is there that they're not creating a mum.
It's an iser of me'ila. A different iser.
No, just causing a mum in the animal is not the Isser Me'ila. That's separate Isser.
So the question is, from the perspective of whether there's an Isser Me'ila when you bloodlet,
right? No, the Isser of Me'ila is not the bloodletting itself, it's using the dam afterwards. Using the dam afterwards. Remember, we discussed that the Kohanim are not believed if they to say that their Bechor animal that they were given by the Israelim got a mum by itself. They were chashed. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Because we know the Bechor animal is a gift that we have to give to the Kohanim. From any kosher behemoth that we have to give it to the Kohanim. The halacha is, it's a karban unless it gets a mum. And if it gets a mum, the Kohanim can do whatever they want with it. It's chulin biyat Kohanim. So they were chashed to put mumin in the animal. The Gemara says in Beitza, Daf Chavzayim Beis, one of the two. I think it's Chavzayim Beis, where the Kohanim used to put, they were chashed to put dough behind the ear of their Bechor animal, and then just send their animal into the deer, into the field with all the other animals. And then what's going to happen? The other animals are going to try to nibble the dough next to on the ear of their fellow animal, and they're going to end up nibbling the ear. And the Kohanim are going to go later in the day, Ayvei, look what happened. My Bechor animal has a mum on the ear. I guess I have to eat it here, and I can't schlep it up to the Beis HaMikdash. What could I do? So they were chashed to do that. That's why they're not Neman. That's an Issa Daraisa. And that's an Issa Daraisa, the Gemara seems to say, even though it's Ayde Grama. Sometimes even acts that are Grama, indirect, are included in the Issa Daraisa. That's what the Gemara says, why they are not included. Okay, but yeah, I think that the Issa of Me'ila would only be by the Dam afterwards. Makas Dam, Levis Kashim, Maul and Bo with the Dam. Maul and Bo. Okay, weiter. So the Gemara says, Velo, is it really true that after a mitzvah is completed with an item, there is never an Isser of Me'ila? I'll give you an exception. V'harei, Trumas Hadeshen. What about Trumas Hadeshen? The first avoda every morning in the Beis HaMikdash was the Trumas Hadeshen. They did a lottery, the Mishnayos described in Maseches Yoma, they did a lottery, who's going to go up and be the Kohen, who's going to go wash his hands and go up the ramp and shovel in the Mizbeach to bring out the deshen and dump it next to the Mizbeach. Right? Who's going to do that? So they have a whole special avoda. It's the first avoda every day. And there is an Isser of Me'ila by those ashes even after the mitzvah is done. Trumas HaDeshen. Right? So the question is, how could that be? It's Na'asis Mitzvaso. So the Gemara answers, no. Mishum Davi Trumas HaDeshen Ubeite Kehuna Shnei Ksuvin HaBanke Echad. Really, you're right. Trumas HaDeshen, there is an Isser of Me'ila even after the mitzvah is done. And Big Day Kahuna also have it. Big Day Kahuna, as we mentioned in the shiur a couple of weeks ago, also once the begadim are used as an Isser of Me'ila, I'm not allowed to put on the begadim of the Kohanim or the Kohen Gadol if after they're used. So these are two exceptions to the rule. And the rule is, at least according to one opinion, we'll see the other opinion in a minute, if the Torah goes out of its way to tell me the same halacha in two contexts, it must be that it's not a general rule. Because if it was a general rule, it would have said it only once, and we can learn it from there. The fact that the Torah says it twice, it must be that it is an exception to the rule, and we are not supposed to learn anything from it. Rashi here says that Trumas HaDeshen is Asur Bahana'a. That's Rashi's Lashon here. But if you look in Rashi and Maseches Yuma, Daf Nuntes, he goes one step further and says, not only Asur Bahana'a, but there's even Isur of Me'ila by the Trumas HaDeshen after Asur Mitzvah. So we're not going to read the Tosfos. The Tosfos there is about very long. And Daf Nuntes Mabeis arguing with that Rashi. But Tosfos there takes issue with the Rashi whether there is an Isur of Me'ila, Nuntes Mabeis and Yuma. Right? That there's there's an Isra Be'ila when it comes to the Truma Sadeshin, or just an Isra Hana. It's for sure an Isra Hana. That's what the Gemara says here. Okay, that's a question. The Mitzvah of Truma Sadeshin, I think, came up once earlier in the, back in the first parak, but that's a separate Mitzvah Daraisa. Separate one of the 613. The first Mitzvah in Parshas Tzav. First mitzvah is given there. If you remember, the Ramban ala Torah says Vayikra is more to all of Klal Yisrael, to the owners, the karbanos that we have to bring, to Bezdin, to the Sanhedrin, to the Kohen Gadol, all the karbanos that have to be brought, speaking to the owners of the karban. Parshas Tzav is focused on the Kohenim. Parshas Tzav, like in Parshas Vayikra, we would have the mitzvah of a Yachin having to bring a karban chatas, while in Parshas Tzav, you have the mitzvah of the Maisa chatas. So Tzav is all about the Kohanim's mitzvah. So the first mitzvah there, Kuflam and Aleph, of the Sefer HaChinuch, is the mitzvah Kuflam and Aleph of Haramas HaDeshen. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, She Yasir HaKohen HaDeshen B'chol Yom V'Yom Yalem Mizbeach, every day. The mitzvah daraisa of every day taking the deshen out from the mizbeach, v'zeo nikra chumas hadeshen. Haisa nas is b'chol yom. Right, different than there's a machlokas we showed him about hotza'as hadeshen. How often does one have to clean it all out and bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash with the mitzvah of truma, which is just taking off a little bit from the mizbeach and putting it next to the mizbeach? So that is every single day. Mishorshi mitzvah zu, the shorash of this mitzvah is again to keep the mizbeach clean and neat. And v'noyhu l'mizbeach l'fanos hadeshen mimakom sheroi l'hadlik bo ha'esh, you're going to put esh in there, and ha'esh dolek yafek yishein taktov deshen. There's so much extra deshen in there, you're not going to be able to light the fire properly for the karbanos of today. So therefore, you have to remove some of the deshen. And the Torah describes, at the beginning of Tzav, that the Kohen wears lesser begadim for trumas hadeshen than he does for the rest of the avoda. It's one of the avodas akahuna ubeit kahuna shahayu tarmid ben adeshen hayu pechusin min hakelim shemeshavish ben shar avodos ufashes begadav v'lavash begadim achirim. Right, even though that's pechusos adeshen, we say that's by trumas adeshen as well. And this was the first avoda. It was very exciting. The kohanim all wanted to do this. This was the first avoda. This was really, I mentioned this back in the first parak, the transition avoda between the two different days. Every day of the Beis HaMikdash was connected to the next one. Trumas HaDeshen was the first avoda of the day, but it was removing the ashes from yesterday's karbanos. So it's really the transition avoda, and it's done. When is it done? It's done very, very early. V'chol yom yishayal amur ha-shachar. It was done right after dawn every day, except on Yontif when it's done in the last third of the night. Or even on Yom Kippur, when it's a very busy day, you do it right after Chatzos. Right after Chatzos, because you gotta leave time for the Kohen Gadol to get everything done. I don't know if they moved the clock before or after Yom Kippur in those days, but they had to leave a lot of time, so that's why they did it very early. But the Kohen, it was, you read the Mishnayos and Maseches Tamid, it was still dark outside, all the Kohanim, you get the picture, they're all listening, because they waited to hear that they all warned him, and they said, make sure you wash your hands before you do the Shemitah Neshet. You have to go to the Kior, which is on the other side of the Mizbeach, the Kohanim can't see him. And all of a sudden, they hear the pulley. When they hear the pulley, the Mukhli that we spoke about back in the first parak, when they hear the pulley going up and up and up and raising the Kior, they're like, ah, he's there! And then they start running and saying, Kriyishma, doing all the Avodas, right when they hear that, but they can't even see it. It's all the hearing, but that's the Trumas HaDeshen, and they all wanted to do that avoda. That was the first avoda in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. But we learned from our Gemara that there is not only a mitzvah, but there is an Isser Hana'a of the Deshen after it is taken out. But it applies to two mitzvahs, Trumas HaDeshen and Bikta Kahuna, and therefore if it applies to two, Ein Malamdin. So then one cannot learn from the other one to any other. So the Gemara says, Ha Nichal Rabbanan. This works out according to the Rabbanan. Da Amri hu sevi hinicham sham. Malami shetun and geniza. This works out according to the Rabbanan that hold that the begadim of the Kohen Gadol cannot be used again after a Yom Kippur. You have to leave them there. Malami shetun and geniza. Interesting. the begadim of the Kohen Gadol have to be buried. Just like Sheamus. You don't think of clothing needing Sheamus. Tzitzis do not have to be buried. But Big Day Kahuna, special din to Unaginiza. They have to be buried. I see Rashi, Big Day Kahuna. When it says Big Day Kahuna here, it means Arba'a Begadim, Shekohen Gadol Nichlas Behan Lefnaiva Lefnim Yom HaKippurim. We're not talking about the begadim of a Kohen Hedyot. We're talking about special begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Special in the Chsibu Fashanus Big Day Abad, Behinicham Shan, Widashim Plugda Diniginiza. So according to the Rabbanan, that they are totally Asur, so that fits in that there are two psukim that teach me, even after something is Nasas Mitzvaso, it still might be Asur Bahana. El Ola Rabbi Dosa de Amar, Mutara Sein Lekohen Hedyot. But according to Rabbi Dosa, who says, they are Mutar, Ubilvad, Shelo Yishtamesh, as long as he doesn't use them for another Yom Kippur, Michael Amemar. So there, it's mutter. There's no Isser Hana. So therefore, there's only one pasuk to teach me. One pasuk by Trumas Hadeshin that tells me that there is an Isser Hana after something is Nasas Mitzvah. So Michael Amemar there. So the Gemara says, no, you have another one. Bishum Davi Trumas Hadeshin Ve'egla Arufa. He's got another one. Egla Arufa also. After we break the neck of the Egla in between the two cities by the case of the anonymous corpse, that's also Aser Bahana, even though Nasas Mitzvaso. So that's another example. Remember we mentioned last week, I think on Friday, the three cases, I think, that the Achronim talk about, Rabbi Yosef Engel puts it all together. By the way, tomorrow is Rabbi Yosef Engel Day here in Daf Yomi Land. One of the Dafs of Daf Yomi, you'll see why. But here, he quotes that at least three times we have to do something to an animal other than Shechita. And the question is, by those items, is that considered a Shechita in its context or not? We have breaking the neck of the Egla Rufa, we have pushing the Seer Lazazel off of the cliff, and we have Malika killing the bird Karban with the fingernail. Malika Sa'of. So but that one is, let's say, closest to a Shechita. Or maybe you say Egla Rufa. You're cutting by the neck. You're just cutting from the opposite side of the neck. So those three cases, are those considered a Shechita or not? The Gemara also compares Kemitza to Shechita by the flower. That's the first Avoda. But any of those Shechita is usually the first Avoda of the animal. So here, by these items, the Achronim discuss whether that has the status of a shechita as well. But this is the halacha. Just a question I'll ask, but I won't answer it now. Some point out what the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to use these begadim, as long as of the Kohen Gadol. Which begadim are we talking about? Aren't we talking about the choshen and I take it back. It's not a question, it's a horror that they point out. The four begadim of the Kohen Gadol that he does not wear lefav lefnim, we're not talking about those four. That's the tzitz, where they made a new tzitz every day, every year. So we're only talking about the four begadim that a Kohen Gadol wears inside, and those are the four begadim that he shares with the Kohen Hedyot. And that's how there could be a machlokas about this. It's a machlokas, whether a Kohen Hedyot can wear it the rest of the year. We can't be talking about the choshen, or the ephod, or the tzitz, or the me'il. Those are the four special begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, one has to be, the whole discussion here is only by those four begadim that it where he goes, lifnai v'lifnim. We mentioned in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, begadim of the Kohen Gadol are so different than the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. Right, so this halacha really emphasizes that fact. What were when the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot were worn out, what happened to them? The Mishnah says in Sukkah, they were used for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They were used to make wicks for those humongous lights that lit up the whole Yerushalayim. They filled it up with oil, they used these leftover, the Mivloi Kohen Hedyot, all those. So you could use them for a mitzvah, you could burn them, just like your lulav that we burn in the chametz. Kohen Gadol's begadim, now you have to bury them. Why? Because maybe the begadim of the Kohen Gadol have inherent kedusha. Inherent kedusha, unlike the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, which is more maybe just a tzorech la'avoda, and therefore it would not gain inherent kedusha. And that's why, if you look, fascinating, Rav Sadia Gaon, when he has his poem, that he has his Sefer HaMitzvah's poem, which Riocha Fischer Perla makes it to three fat volumes, he only counts Big Day Kohen Gadol as a mitzvah. He does not count Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Riocha Fischer Perla can't believe it. He says it's impossible. He must be including both. It must be when he says Kohen Gadol, he means eight, which include the four of the Kohen Hedyot. But Pashtus, he says, Hashmona Begadim Litifares. He says, this is on Chela Gimel in Yerucham Vishal Perla, page 436. He says that it's just the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, but according to this halacha might reflect a basic difference between the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. Begadim of the Kohen Gadol have more inherent Kedusha, Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot more linked to the Avoda. Okay, let us continue again if you want more. In part two, the two shiurim that we had regarding Big Day Kahuna, part two is when we discuss the differences between Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hedyot. That should be online on OU.org, that shiur of Big, related to Big Day Kahuna. Okay, we continue though now. Good. Hanicha. We're up to Hanicha. So what did we just say? That because Trumas Hadeshin and Egla Harufa teach me the same halacha of an Isser Hanah after a mitzvah is performed, so you can't learn that halacha to anywhere else. So Hanich Laman Damei Malamdin. So fine, according to the opinion that says two, you cannot learn from there. Fine. El Laman Damei Malamdin Meigel Meimar. But there's another opinion that says even if there are two psukim that teach me something, you can learn it to elsewhere. So Meigel Meimar. So what did that opinion say? Why don't you say here? Right, we're going back. What was the original question? Why don't we say dam before and after kapara compared to each other? So why don't we say it in the opposite order? Just like la'achar kapara, just like before kapara it's aser. So the la'achar kapara it's aser. So Gemara said no. Tre miyute ksivi. There are specific miyutim. Tre miyute ksivi. Hacha ksiv ha arufa. The arufa gets it, and no other halacha has it. Vasam ksiv visamo. By the Trumas Hadeshin. So by both of them you have exclusionary words to teach me by only these two mitzvos. So you have the concept of Aser Bahana, even La'achar Shanasis Mitzvah. So, period. So now we're going back to the original discussion that we had on top. Three Mikoros. Vitzvasa Kroy Badam Lamali. What do you need three psukim when it comes to Dam Limute? It must be not only to exclude it from Mi'ila, but Limute Mi'ila Minosar Umitoma. It must be to exclude it from all three Isurim. That is the source how Dam is excluded from all three, even though the Mishnah said other parts of the Karban will be subject to Nosar and Tamei, even though it will not be subject to Pigel. Tosfos discusses, you look at the bottom of the previous Amud, the end of Tosfos Yiras Chalaval, what do you need a pasuk for to teach me that there's no Isser of Mi'ila Nosar Tamei by Dam? Right? Don't we have the principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Right? Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Ready? Aser Mishum Dam. What do you need an extra pasuk for? Ah, maybe it's Aser Bahana now, before it was only Aser Bahila. So Tosfos discusses that principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and how it applies to our context. If you look in the Gilyan Hashas on that Tosfos, Reb Kiv Akers, the bottom of the page of Mem Base, he says, oh, I don't know why Tosfos doesn't answer. Cooked blood. Dam Shebishlu. Dam Shebishlu is no longer Aser Mishum Dam, but it is Aser Mishum. It would have been Aser Mishum Pikonosar and Tamei, but it's not because of this extra pasuk. So that's the Achronim talk about that, Reb Kiv Akers. Okay, let's go weiter. So these three psukim by dam exclude. There's no isser of dam by these three. Avo pigel osar kora by pigel. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that is excluded by dam. It's not because we had the Mishnah earlier. Kol sheyesh lo matirin bein lo adam bein lo mizbeach. Really, anything that has something else that is matir it. So then chayav ana mishum pigel v'dam gufe matirhu. And dam itself is a matir, and therefore it is not subject. It's misvara. Right, we compare only things that are comparable to the carbon shlamim, and therefore dam is not comparable to the carbon shlamim. You don't need a separate pasuk to exclude dam from pigel. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha krisis b'shlamim lama, why are there three isure kares written by the carbon shlamim? If I eat shlamim bituma, there are three krisis written. Rashi quotes, two of them are from Vayikra Zayin, one of them is from Vayikra Chavbeis. What do you need three psukim for? Lama, achas l'klal, v'achas l'prat. So two of them, the two next to each other, we darshin klal uprat, right, which Rashi explains, as we say in Rabbi Yishmael, lo l'lamed alatzmo yatsa, elamed alklal kulo yatsa. Right, that's what we have by klal uprat, and therefore we learn that it applies to all kachim. Not only if I eat a shlamim betumah do I get kares, but other karbanas as well. V'achas l'dvar b'shein nechalim, and the other is to include even something that is not usually eaten. Rashi says, the wood of the Mizbeach, Lavona, the frankincense, right? If I eat any little bit of that, I'm also Chayev Kares. That's like the Shita, the first Shita that we had in our Mishnah yesterday of the Rabbanan, even items that are not so edible, I'm still Chayev for. Olerab Shimon, Damar Dvarim Shein Echol and Echayev Lemshim Pilma Lasuye Mai. What about according to Reb Shimon, who argued in yesterday's Mishnah, only items that are edible, you're going to be Chayev Mishim Tuma, Lasuye Chatos Primios. That's coming to exclude, Chataos, to include chataos primios. Sakra de chamina. Hov, amar Reb Shimon, kol she'ino amazeh achizok eshlomim. Ein chayar olam shem pigol. Shem tomanami lo lechayiv. Since Reb Shimon has a limiting shita by pigol, I might have thought that he has a limiting shita by tuma also, and therefore, any carbon that is not brought or sprinkled on the Mizbeach Achitzon, not only does he exclude from Pigol, maybe he even excludes from Tumah. Kamash Malan, the extra Kares by Shlamim tells me no. Even Reb Shimon would say that Yechayev Kares, if somebody eats a Chatos Primi, Bitumah. Okay, Numi Reb Shimon. Continuing, Reb Shimon quoted in our Mishnah, Machayev Shadar Kolecho, the sheet that we just quoted. Reb Shimon says, whatever is normally eaten, that you're Chayev tummy for, but not if it's not normally eaten. Itmar, Reb Yochanan, Bereish Lakish, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi Berechanina. Four rabbis. Chad Mehai Zuza, V'chad Mehai Zuza. Zuza and Zuga, the same thing. One from each of these pairs. We have two and two. So one from each of them. They each picked a chavrusa. And they said as follows. Chad Amar, one of the pairs said, Machlokes b'tumas basar. The machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon is by tumas basar. Meaning if the item, not actually literally basar, but if the item became tamei, so that's the machlokes. Avol b'tumas haguf, but if the person was tamei, and he's dealing with the wood and the frankincense, they're calling a loka. Everybody would agree, you don't get malchus there. Because that's always, based on the pasuk, that's going to be less severe. That's not going to get malchus. The chad amar, no, kamachlokas bazu, kamachlokas bazu. Say machlokas. Doesn't matter if the item is tame or the person is tame. My taima, why? Kiva de karina be, the two psukim next to each other. Once I say, I call him, v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tame, karina be, v'tumasu alav. Right, so I compare the case where the item is tame and the person is tame, and therefore that's a ride to the second v'chad amar, the second opinion. Rav Tivyomi Masi Hachi, that's what Rav Tivyomi said. Rav Kahana Masi Hachi, Rav Kahana said as follows though. V'chad mei Zuza, v'chad mei Zuza as seifa. He said it related to the second half. What? A different limitation of the machlokas. Chad amar machlokas b'tumas haguf. The machlokas is by tumas haguf. If the person is tame, but tumas basar. Divriya kaloka. But by Thomas Basar, just the opposite. It's more chamor. Everybody would agree you get malchus if the, meaning even Reb Shimon would agree that if I eat the lavona, I put take that those spices and I eat it when I am tamei, I get malchus. The chadamar ka machlokas buzu ka malchus buzu. Some say no, it's the same machlokas and amar rava, mistaver ka mandamar ka machlokas buzu ka machlokas buzu. I like that opinion. My time a why. Kivan to lo karina beva tomaso alav v'nechrasa lo karina beva basar shiga b'chol tamei lo yochal. Once, I think it says parallel machlokas, and Reb Shimon Shita is, once I don't call him, but tomaso v'nechrasa, if I don't call him that pasuk, so then I'm not going to apply to him the pasuk of basar shiga. Meaning that's excluded from kares by both if it is inedible. Yama marva basar rabos eitzim alavona. What does Reb Shimon do with that brisa? The brisa says that but vahabasar, that extra word, includes eitzim and lavona for tuma. No, leposla ba'alma. Rashi says, issa d'rabanan. It's not smachta ba'alma. Really, this is the b'daraisa. There is no issa of tuma when it comes to these inedible items. Okay. Mishnah. If you remember, back on Daf Beis, we said that the Masechta, maybe could have, maybe should have, started with this Mishnah. Because the first couple of prakim, as we have discussed, there have been a couple of other items that have been sprinkled in as well throughout, but the first four prakim in Zvachim are about problematic thoughts. Right? Tomorrow we start in Zoh Makoman, that's about the karbanis themselves. The fifth and sixth parak in Zvachim are about, tell me the differences between the karbanis. What are the, when, where are they brought and what are they done? And different avodas, that's the fifth and sixth parak that starts tomorrow. But this Mishnah, I guess you could put it at the beginning or at the end. Rav Yehuda Hanasi decided to put it at the end. L'shem shisha d'varim hazeh l'chizbach. There are six thoughts that a person, that a Kohen has to have when he shechs the carbon. L'shem zavach, he has to think about the proper carbon. L'shem zovech, he has to think about the zovech, the proper owner. L'shem Hashem, he has to think about Hashem, that he's doing it for properly. L'shem ishem, he has to think about that he's putting it to be burned on the mizbeach. L'shem reach, he's doing it to bring a wonderful smell to Hashem. L'shem nichalach, that it brings nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achadis v'ashem l'shem chait, and the chadis v'ashem also l'shem the specific aveira. Big discussion in the Achronim. Is there a mitzvah to think these, l'shma, or is there just an aveira not to think problematic thoughts? Do I have to think these or not? If you remember, the Gemara back on Daf Beis spoke about a difference between karbon and an isha. An isha is not stam legerishin omedes, while a karbon is stam lehakrovakaimi. Right? It's stam, it is inherently kadosh. So one might say that distinction, but still, is there a lechatchila to think about the thoughts din daraisa, the karanora, at the beginning of the mesechta, in the hakdama, he thinks that it is a mitzvah derabanan, not a daraisa. Others assume it's a mitzvah daraisa, but that is this. There is also a big discussion in the Achronim. We don't have time for it right now, but just to mention it, the Birch HaShmuel, I'll give you the sources, Birch HaShmuel and Gittin, Simin Yud, and Rebbe Elchanan, in Psachim, Kuf Ayin Aleph. What is the relationship between the concept of Lishma and the concept of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? Because there seem to be no connection in the Gemara, even though they seem to be similar context. What is Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? I have Kavana that I'm doing the Mitzvah. So what's Lishma? I have Kavana that I'm doing the Mitzvah. Okay, maybe a little more L'shem, the Isha. But still, see, is there a connection between those two concepts? So Rabbi Chanan says maybe not, quoting from earlier. He says maybe Lishma is a din in the Chefsa, while Kavan is a din in the Gavra. That's his idea. Psachim Kuf Ayin Aleph. But that is the Tanakhama. Amr Rabbi Yosi says Af Mi Shalom I believe Moshe Bechad Mikalelu Kosher. No, even if any of those thoughts is still kosher, Shut Tanai Bezdin, because it's a Tanai that Bezdin makes Shein Machshava Holechas Ela Acher HaOved, because the machshava goes after the oved, the kohen, and bezdin made a tznai. No matter what he's thinking, it's going to be kosher unless he has a problematic thought. But even stama, it is going to be okay according to Rabbi Yossi. Period. Am Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rav. Ola l'shem ola. Ola, what does it mean? You have to think l'shem ola. Fuki l'shem shlam delo. Got to think about the proper carbon. Next, ishim l'shem ishim. Ishim has to think l'shem the fire. You have to think that you're going to burden on the mizbeach. La fuke kachava delo. You can't have kavana that you're going to roast the carbon before you bring it up the mizbeach. And then bring it up. Right? You can't let it, roast the carbon before it's brought up on the mizbeach. The Shita Mekubetzes here says it has to be totally roasted. Totally roasted. It has to be totally roasted on the mizbeach. So you get the fourth wide line in the Shita at the end of the line. In the Oschav base. So tzarach she'anichenu b'mizbeach ad she'isledu ha'esh l'gamrei. V'lo yiridenu mishenitz l'ma'at. It's got to be totally roasted up on the mizbeach. Up there, delo. Reach l'shem reach. It's got to be l'shem to bring Hashem a wonderful smell. Fuki Avarim should slon the hell and delo. Same thing if you Avarim that you roasted and then you brought him up, that does not make Hashem happy. Dom Rav Yehuda Marav, Avarim should slon the hell on ain't behem Mishim Reach. That's a violation. Nichalach l'shem anachas ruach. That's bringing nachas ruach to Hashem. Obviously, we're not giving him anything. Chas v'shalom. Remember the Meshach Chachma. I think it's come up once or twice in Parsha Shoftim, where he talks about this idea that Hashem, we're not giving any Hashem anything. Also in the Hagdamah of Vayikra, he talks about it. But it's more for us. So Hashem, Hashem, Misha Amar V'Haya HaOlam. Right, we're giving Hashem, the one who created the world with his Amira. He is the one that we're giving Karbanos to. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, even though this is a new thing, let's just go to the two dots. Rav says, Chatas Shechet L'Shem Ola, P'sul L'Shem Chulin K'sheira. Chatas that you shechted L'Shem and Ola is Pasul, right? That's the first Mishnah of the Masechta. A Chatas Shechet L'Shem is Pasul, L'Shem Chulin K'sheira. But L'Shem Chulin would be okay. If you remember Daf Gimel, we had the lashon of mina machriv, shalom mina lo machriv. The more close it is to the item, the worse is going to destroy it. So if you shecht a chad l'shem ol, it's pasul. L'shem chulin, it's kasher, because it's as if you didn't think anything. Amar Abelazar, my time into Rav. What's the reason? V'lo yichalo is kasher b'nei Yisrael. So because the pasuk is that you cannot be mechalo, you cannot desecrate the karbanas. Kachim mechalim kachim, ve'ein chulin mechalim kachim. So we darshan out that only karbanas. Other problematic thoughts of karbanas can be machalo karbanas and not chulin. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, which we will talk more about tomorrow. Again, tomorrow, by the Hashem, we start the fifth parak. I hope this week to give the Ian Shear overview, review, highlights of the first four prakim, just to crystallize and cement some of the ideas in our head. And remember, tomorrow, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Just to give you a hint, one question, 80 answers. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, that's tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.